Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our I almost made you
call
a
me whatever
title.
You want.
I almost got you
longer.
I was just about to give you a bigger title.
Oh, perfect. President or
CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns is with us.
Good morning.
Got the band back together. Good to have you here, Terry. We are joined by our great friend Brittany Marlow, who has to be laughing at me right now. You've got to be right.
Come on, let be laughing at him.
Always have me laughing.
Good. That's good. Laughing at me or with me, as long as you're laughing, that's all I care about.
I mean, tongue tied in the first 3 minutes. I'm going to have a long morning in case you're empathetic.
You definitely are. We're just leaving your mic on today, Terry. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am pretty good.
Are you going to turn the faucet off pretty soon?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. Rain. What is it looking like today?
It's going to be leaking. Mm-hmm. No, unfortunately, we got some scattered showers still moving through the area. I think we'll probably see that throughout the afternoon. Mm. Winding down after lunch, we'll start to see a little bit of clearing later on this evening, but that's also when the winds start to get feisty again. They'll start to gust up to about 25 miles per hour by tonight, and they're going to be dragging in some cooler temperatures. So highs today will be in the low to mid 50s. It's going to be cloudy, damp, dreary, drizzly, all of that jazz. Mm. But tonight, we do start to clear out. Lows fall below freezing. So
really?
Get plants outside.
Bring your plants in.
Get them in.
Cover them up.
You're going to want to keep them in all weekend long.
Okay.
It's got a little cold snap. So highs for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're looking like those mid to upper 40s, but the sunshine will dominate after today. Mm. Got to get through today.
Nice.
That's it. All right.
Sounds like a fair plan. Yeah.
We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing too bad.
I'm already looking forward to this weekend and seeing the sun. The temperatures will come, but the sun coming out, that'll be nice.
Sun.
Definitely do. Among other things. Thank you so much, Brittany. We appreciate you. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too.
She's the best. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much. Good things on the way for you, everybody. Not only are we going to keep you up to date on Mother Nature, but we got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up just in a little bit. We'll look forward to celebrating with all of you. Time Magazine has released their 100 Most Influential People. We will tear that to shred. No,
we probably will,
we'll go over it a little bit and see how many names we recognize.
And what is the list? Influential? Is that what you said? Okay. Most influential.
Okay. Yeah. A restaurant is giving up, has a unique idea about getting you a free bottle of wine and what you got to do for it. I think that'll be fun. Whatever you want. Also, we're going to get into a little bit of country life, walking in nature, how that can improve your attention span.
Oh, nice.
I think that'll be fun. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off on a Thursday, as it always does, with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. We'll be joined by them, as well as our friend CJ over at Wisco Wellness, who is the sponsor for the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week this week.
Cool.
We're going to talk a little bit about the ways that CBD and other things can help animals. Especially as summer's coming around and we got the 4th of July right around the corner and all these things. It'll be nice to be able to talk about
interesting.
That, have that conversation. And plenty of other great conversations coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, also going to have a couple of good ones in there. I want to get into the 11 most common things people forget in Ubers. I think that'll be funny here.
Yeah, I'm thinking of what they are.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on that list. We've got that coming up for you, along with plenty of other great stuff. Good stories of the day, all lined up, and some that ain't right stuff we'll get to as well. But Terry, I wanted to kick things off with the United Way and talking about some of the good things that you guys got going on over there.
Yeah, what do we have going on? I'm totally kidding. So we are still collecting children's books right now. So we have our book drive going on through April 26th. So just through next Friday, you have another week to get those books to us. These are for our Reading in the Park events, which we call the Great Book Giveaway. They happen right after school lets out. So, interesting in the history of this event, which has been going on a long time. I think we're on year 12. But we've never had to purchase books because people in the community donate them so then we can get them into the hands of other families. So if you have newer, gently used children's books, they can be dropped off at United Way at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And again, that will conclude next Friday on the 26th. Mm-hmm. Office hours are we're open to the public 8:30 till 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you can certainly drop those off. We are taking team registrations for United We Can. This is our food sculpture contest that happens on June 18th at the Rafter Game. We are playing the Battle Creek Battle. They have a long name. Battle Creek Battle something.
It is the Battle Creek Battle Creek Battle Jacks.
Thank you, Battle Jacks. I lost the Jacks part.
Oh, the battle part.
Dang. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so just in case you care about who's on the docket that night, but that is our food sculpture contest, and we are taking teams registration now. Mm-hmm. And the reason you want to sign up now is that if you are registered by May 1st, you get into a drawing for 4 Point Craft River tickets.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty cool.
If you're not familiar with the names of all the different seating, that's the area underneath the rat trap where they literally like float your drink down to you in a little raft. And, you know, it's fun. It's all you can eat food. I mean, there's just a ton of neat stuff in that area. So pretty cool opportunity. We have two sizes of sculptures, major league, minor league. So over 500 items or less. And, you know, really just a super, super fun event. The idea is to raise awareness of hunger, but the bonus is leveraging all the food from the sculptures because the next day, those all get distributed to local food programs. So that is, you know, those are a couple of highlights. We'll be having a new event this year from Mother's Day to Father's Day. We'll be doing a diaper drive because we've been hearing through 211 and through some of the programs that we work with that there is a need for diapers. And so we are looking for community members to donate diapers, wipes, and diaper rash creams. So all items have to be new, not opened, you know, so we can't take like a half a box of diapers, you know.
Understandable.
Yeah. So but more information will be coming out about that. So this is just a little teaser about that. We'll have information on our website. But again, that'll run Mother's Day to Father's Day. So that's a, you know, kind of a fun thing that we have going. And we are just, honestly, we're in the middle of a brand refresh, United Way Worldwide, as a whole United Way system. You know, really looking at how the United Way brand resonates with people in communities, and what is, you know, while honoring history, what should it look like going forward, and how do we make sure that we are recognizable to people across all mediums? And that's the challenge, right, for us, is that especially for a small United Way to be really good at every way that people want to receive information, because it's tough. Because it's forever changing, and it's not cheap. So, you know, we have great partners like you here, you know, to get it out to the radio. The City Times is a great partner to us to get things out in print. But then there's all of those other things, right? We have social media. We have our web presence. We have so this brand refresh, I think, will be really awesome in that it's going to just, in my opinion, just pull things in a little bit, you know, tighten things up a little bit. And then all United Ways will be doing it the same, because I think that, you know, like anything, something new gets implemented, and then the more years you get away from it, the more kind of loosey-goosey everybody gets, you know, and puts their own spin on things. So this is just going to pull that back. But we are working on that, and that's really, honestly, just really taking a lot of time, because we have to be very thoughtful about the process, and even just thinking about everywhere that our logo even resides. It is everywhere.
Updating that kind of thing. I mean,
So it'll actually launch mid-October, but I know that sounds far away to some people, but it's really not far away. Like, it's really close when you're trying to plan out all of your materials. And then, of course, we're, you know, our thoughts are on the next campaign, right? So that'll kick off beginning of September, and, you know, working on stuff for that. So it's really busy. It's really good. All of our coalitions have been, you know, up and running and meeting. Ben had a really great group for his volunteer reception center. So this is an opportunity for members of the community who want to volunteer to help manage spontaneous volunteers in the event of a disaster. So I'll just use the rain as an example, right? Let's say all of a sudden we had major flooding. You know, people want to volunteer. They present themselves to volunteer to help with whatever, right? Whatever might need to be helped. But emergency management has the things they have to do. You know, everybody kind of has their own category of things. So the volunteer reception center actually triages and manages those spontaneous volunteers. And it's really great. Works very well in communities that have had to mobilize. We haven't had to do that. But we have a core group that are trained, and they meet twice a year for like a 3-hour training and just, you know, really, okay, if we had this scenario, yeah. what would we do? How would we handle it? Yeah. Who do we need to contact? So it's really good. But we had several new people join. That good. Was, I think it was 2 weeks ago was that training.
Right on.
And so, you know, thanks to them. And if mm-hmm. this is something that others have an interest in, the next refresher training will be in November. Mm. But, you know, certainly you could connect with Ben at United Way just to say, hey, put me on the list. Because yeah. it is a great thing.
Well, it's insurance. It's something that we want there in case we need it. Hopefully we never do. Everybody knock on wood. But yeah, here hoping we have that. It's nice to have these backups, these things in place. Again, you break glass in case needed, the kind of situation, but hopefully it's not needed. So it's always good to hear that work is being done. And I'm going to have to reach out to Ben because I'm curious to know more about that. And I imagine the listeners would like to know more about it, too. I think it'd be a good conversation to have.
Yeah, it'd be great. We could actually probably on Midday Magazine, you know, maybe yep. in our next spot, maybe Ben could come in and talk about that.
And speaking of Ben, I want to encourage you to reach out to him as far as putting a team together for the United Weekend event. You guys do such incredible work at the United Way. And one of the things that I always talk about and like about what you do is while it may seem like you are approaching one subject matter, like child literacy or a hunger or something, it bleeds into so many other things. And there's so many layers to it that it impacts and does such a good job of impacting other things as well. I think that United Weekend may be the event that encompasses that the most to me because of how important food is, how important it is for kids to have food, families to have food, and all of this. And we think of the impact that makes where it's not just one person, it's a family. And that family, we have no idea the impact they make on our community. Those are people that are parents that are probably working in this community, kids that are going to school in this community. That is their gasoline, that food. That,
absolutely.
And they're able to do more because of that.
And we're all experiencing, I mean, think about how much more groceries cost now. Well, honestly, any consumable good. Yeah, I can't just blame it on groceries. But you think about that, and you think about that, you know, wages haven't kept pace with that. And so how is that affecting, you know, we adjust.
Yeah.
We might not like it, but we can still afford mm-hmm. food. You know, in our community, that's, you know, like 56% can still do that. Yeah, yeah. But the rest, we're already kind of just on the bubble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Where things are just really tough. And so now that makes it even tougher. So I think you're right that especially United We Can really puts a focus on hunger, but also on Alice families and mm-hmm. families in our community who might be having a struggle. When you started talking, you made me think of when you talked about literacy, you reminded me because I said I would come with information today. But we are kicking off Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Adams County. So our United Way serves Southwood County, so the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, and Adams County. And our Women United has made the decision to extend our Imagination Library, which is a gift book, a mm-hmm. book gifting program for children birth to age 5. We've made the decision to extend that into Adams County, and we're going to kick that off on Saturday, April 27th. Mm. So not this Saturday, the next. There is an Adams County Kids Day. And so first time we're going to be getting enrollment forms out there. But for those who have an interest or maybe you're listening in Adams County and you're not aware of Kids Day, Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Adams Friendship High School. So it's set up there and it's, you know, booths and different activities that kids can engage in. So, you know, just putting that out there, that's where the enrollment forms will hit first. And we're really excited to get even more of our little people for the families that we serve involved with this program.
There's a lot of great things and a lot of great ways you can make impact on your community. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing. And keep in mind, 211 is always there for you. Any questions, any needs you might have. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish our friends at El Cafe a beautiful day from all of us. I'm on their Facebook page, which I encourage you to like and subscribe to. Check out as well. You can see their daily specials. That's always a good idea. They also wanted to let their customers and surrounding communities know that if you're having a problem during the construction, to follow the big white signs that will lead you right to the downtown business area. in Port Edward.
Good.
If you're familiar with that area, I think you've got an idea in your head of how it is, but the
but
signs
are there.
It's
frustrating when you can't get there.
It is. It is. And you're hungry and you want to get there. You'll make it. You'll
smart
make
on
it.
The signs. Look for the white signs and you will get there.
Yep. Look out for those and enjoy some great meals over it. They got a great breakfast bill. Cantina Benedict.
If you're really lost, you probably could just call them and say, here's my order. I'll get there when I can.
Yeah.
It can be ready when you get there.
They're definitely great. They work with you. Reach out to our friends at El Cafe for all your dining needs and breakfast and lunch and all that. Let's take a quick look at our birthday and anniversary club before we do. These names we get them because of you. We want more of them. Get them to us, everybody. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, email any of our staff that way. You can call or direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just go ahead and type in your search bar, WFHR or WIRI, like the page, and go ahead and hit us up. And you can call up during the show, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from all of you. Let's take a look here. Oh, Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
3.
There we go. That was simple enough. We got ourselves our qualifier. And first up, we can wish a happy birthday to Pam's brother-in-law, Robert Hilke.
Happy birthday, Robert.
Robert grew up right here in Rapids. He's in Palatine now, but a good friend of all of ours here at the station. Robert's a great guy. Great guy. It is uncanny how much those Hilkies look alike and seem alike and everything. I love it. I love that family.
Which duck voice does he do?
Actually, a goose. He does a goose voice. It's really interesting.
There
it's
you go. Yeah.
That was good. That was good. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Kate Brown.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Kate, a new listener of ours from around the Plover area. And she's been listening for the last year, she said. She just reached out last week to get us this birthday and her daughter's birthday. And we appreciate that.
Cool.
Thanks, Lucky.
Happy birthday.
We also wish happy birthday to Mark Erdman.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Also known as Mark Abbott, formerly right here on WFHR and W103 staff. We appreciate Mark and wish him a good day. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Darcy Lee Laudenbach.
Happy birthday, Darcy.
Darcy, we wish you a fantastic day, and you have a wonderful name. That is a beautiful, gorgeous name right there. That just feels good. It seems like it'd be a great name on a business card or something.
Well, you know, what I was going to say. Maybe we could just, I know it's her birthday, but we'll just plug her small business a little bit. Maybe that's CC Graphics. So if you, you know, ever have any, like she has a lot of great Rapids gear and Assumption gear, like in her store, and that's down on A Street. So
nicely done. Yeah.
Check it out. Happy birthday.
Be sure to check them out and wish her a happy birthday when you do. Happy birthday, Darcy. You're our qualifier today. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. It is never very good when you and I get together, Terry. We never seem to have a big list.
I was thinking when you had three names, remember when we went through that really long slump of no birthday, like no local birthdays?
Yeah.
They've been pretty good lately.
We have been spoiled.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time we had an empty, we had a shutout where we were shut out, where we didn't have any birthdays. It's been great. You guys are the best.
But the celebrity list is going to stink. So. Here we go.
Well, American Ferrara's on here. She's 40 today.
Hi.
American Ferrara's 40. Jeez. She's good. I like her. I have
what,
to
you
be
think
honest.
You're 30?
Yeah. Very, very fair point. Very fair.
I mean, let's just bring it in perspective here, man.
It just seems like she just kind of got into the public eye. Ugly Betty was a long time ago, but it does seem like it's only been a little while she's been out there. My sister was a big fan of that show and a big fan of hers. I haven't seen her too much, but whenever I've seen her, she seems like a real natural.
Yeah.
She just seems really good at what she does. Reeve Carney is 41. Riff Raff in the Rocky Horror remake. The immortal Dorian Gray in Penny Dreadful. Good actor. Also a singer, I believe. Miguel Cabrera is 41 today. Miggy, Detroit Tigers MVP. That's what his nickname is, Miggy.
No, that's fine.
He signed a record-breaking 10-year contract in 2004 worth over $300 million. But when that happened, people scoffed at it and thought, oh, that's crazy. Nobody will ever do that again. Now there are at least six players off the top of my head that I can think of that have $250 to $300 million
contracts. Probably just average now.
Yeah. It is noteworthy. Great career. Last guy to hit for the Triple Crown, where you lead in hits, a batting average, RBIs, and home runs.
Cool.
And I don't know who's going to do that again. Like, I'm not sure how many times
good
we're going to see that in our lifetimes. I know that I've talked to Seth and Randy and some other of my playmakers partners and stuff about this, and I it's such a throwback stat. It's such a throwback thing that we don't see that kind of stuff anymore. And I don't know if we're ever going to see it again. I feel so lucky to have seen it in my lifetime, to have seen somebody hit for the Triple Crown. And back when our parents were kids, that was like the upper echelon. It was like the Heisman Trophy. It was like if you could do something like that, you were Ted Williams. You were DiMaggio, one of these guys.
Cool.
The fact that he did it, it's pretty cool. Melissa Joan Hart is 48 today. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Melissa and Joey, she was on as well. And she's had some other work here too in there. But Sabrina the Teenage Witch, that's probably her most famous TV show or whatever. I know my sister liked that one. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'd never seen it.
You watched it last night.
I think one of the greatest actors out there today, David Tennant, is 53 today. If you watch Good Omens on Amazon, he is Crowley. He was Kilgrave on Marvel's Jessica Jones. He was the 10th Doctor on Doctor Who. If you see him, Terry, I think you will get... Even just watch a scene of his.
I have no clue.
If you watch a scene of his, I think you'd see what I'm talking about. He's one of those actors where he may not be a household name, but you can't deny like the talent. And he's just handsome for all get out, too, which really helps you as an actor from what I hear.
Well, then I should check him out.
I'm going to try.
Why don't you start popping these people up on the screen so I know who you're talking about?
Ooh, I should do that. That's a good idea.
You probably don't have to do it for the others because they know actors. Yeah, yeah. I don't really.
Oh, that's good, though. Yeah, Dave Tennant, happy 53rd birthday to him. Happy 61st birthday to the best boss I ever had, Conan O'Brien. Conan's the best.
And you're not shocked that he's that age?
Not at all. I'm kidding. Actually, a little bit. It's a little weird because I feel like in some ways, I did grow up with Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien got his start on SNL and went to The Simpsons and was a writer on The Simpsons and then got a... reverse that. Started on The Simpsons, got a break on SNL, went from that and got an opportunity to do a late night show. He was not their first choice, but he always made sure to make it seem like he should have been, you know? And he went through a gamut of things in his career as a writer, as an actor, as a performer, as a host, and he gets his dream job. He grew up, like a lot of us, loving Johnny Carson and believing Johnny Carson was the GOAT, the best there's ever been at late night, and wanting that job, not just a job in late night, but to be the host of The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Like, that's the mecca. That's the big time. That I understand nowadays Jimmy Fallon has destroyed that, and I don't think it is half of what it used to be. But it used to mean something. And he gets that gig. And then NBC, in their intelligent brilliance, decides, well, you know what? Jay kind of like Jay Leno, which I don't think it is said enough. Jay Leno did a great job as a host, and I don't blame him for the way things happened so much. He could have handled stuff a lot better, but I also don't blame him for, well, I'm ready to leave. Oh, you know what? Now that I'm close to it, I don't want to leave. I think we can all relate to that a little bit. But that's business, and you made a decision, and you got to move out of the way gracefully and classy. And I really disrespect the way that he handled that situation in that part, because where he handled it with no class, NBC handled it with no class, do yourself a favor and go look up Conan's monologue at the end of his last Tonight Show hosting. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen on television, and I watch it every couple months or every couple years or whatever just to remind myself of this job that I have and appreciating it. Because he goes on there, and just a cliff notes of it, he doesn't ask anybody to feel sorry for him. He doesn't ask anybody to feel bad for him or anything like that. He's like, I got to do my dream job. I got to do this. I got to do these things. Appreciate what you have. Make the most of the moments and focus on the positives in life. It's so easy to get caught up in the negatives. It's just like our parents always said. You have more muscles to frown than smile. Look on the bright. Look on the right side of things and look at what you have going for you. It's such a great monologue. And it's part of the reason why I appreciate him so much. Whenever he comes up, I ramble about him or I mention he's the best boss I ever had. And all of this I'm saying tongue-in-cheek, of course. I was an intern. He barely... If he walked in the room right now, he probably wouldn't even know who I am.
Was he like, haircut?
Yeah. Well, actually, he might remember because of the hair, maybe. Actually, not to say that. And I made him laugh. I was around him for 5 seconds, the first 5 minutes I'm around him, and I make him laugh. And he has no idea the confidence that gave me. That, he has no idea what that did for me. The 6-7 months I got to do as an intern on that show, being in the lot of Berkeley, seeing all the other TV shows going on and everything. Like, what he gave to me just by giving me an opportunity, and I'm one person. I can't imagine all the other people at The Simpsons, the Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show, The Conan Show, all the other things he's doing. He's got a big, successful podcast right now. Can't imagine how many other people he's given a break. And I think he's one of the best to ever do it. And all of that being said, maybe the best person I have met in the industry.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In TV and all that. Maybe. A great guy. Happy 61st, Conan. Do you think that'll get me more work?
I mean,
I really laid it on pretty thick.
Your phone is ringing.
All right. I'm going to check that. I'll check that really in a second. Eric McCormick is 61. Will Truman on Will and Grace. A Grant on The Travelers. Jeff Dunham is 62. Hilarious ventriloquist. Hilarious. Anistique.
Okay, I actually know who that is.
Ahmed, the terrorist and everything, and Jose, the jalapeno, Anistique.
He was funny.
He's good. You know what the thing is I like about Jeff Dunham? He understands that not everybody likes ventriloquism, and, you know, it's not the biggest, most popular thing. He has fun with that, I think, and does a great job acting. With those characters,
he is funny.
It's one thing to be a good ventriloquist; it's another to be able to act with the puppet and make it like. I watched this interview with Jim Henson on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Really bringing that reference back a couple times, and Jim Henson was so good at it. You watch in the interview, and Johnny Carson, who is the greatest again to ever do it, is asking Kermit questions. And oh wait, what am I doing? he acts like, what am I doing? Jim, you're right here, and he starts talking to Jim again and stuff because he's so distracted. It's so sidetracked by it. It's a great. Jane Levy's is 63 today. Daphne on Frasier. She was good on that show. She was good as Daphne on Frasier. The great Rick Moranis is 71 today. Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Little Shop of Horrors, Parenthood. He was Barney Rubble in The Flintstones. Rick Moranis, great actor. And a really cool story, too, because you may have wondered what happened to Rick Moranis. And oftentimes that means they got canceled or their career dried up or something like that. Rick Moranis lost his wife. And he had, I believe, 2 or 3 children. And just decided, you know what, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a dad. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on being a dad and stuff. And he always felt that if he wanted to get back into acting, he might have an opportunity to. It has been difficult for him to get back into acting, but thankfully to guys like Ryan Reynolds and some other people like that, like Rick Moranis wants to work with me? Yes. Like you would think that with the star power the way it is that, oh, that's Deadpool. Like, I get to work with him. No, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was freaking out about getting to work with Rick.
He probably grew up with those movies. You know what I mean? Like, he looked up to him at a young age. So that's cool.
And Haley Mills is 78, classic Disney star who played twin Susan and Sharon on the original 61 version of The Parent Trap. She also
that won, is a good movie.
Yeah, I remember that
I
one.
Love that movie.
My sister watched it all the time. She also won an Oscar, of course, for Disney's Pollyanna and starred as the teacher on the first season of Saved by the Bell. A long, good career. And she was also on Good Morning, Miss Bliss. I don't know that one, not as familiar with that one, but a lot of work and know Haley Mills very well. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, everybody. But we wish everybody a good one out there. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one to you. And get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get there right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. And it is National High Five Day.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
It's always the third Thursday in April, but should probably be in October 2nd instead, and here's why. They think it should be October 2nd, National High Five Day.
Huh.
But we're going to find out why.
Who would notice if they moved it?
Really, nobody. No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but the credit usually goes to MLB coach Dusty Baker and his old teammate Glenn Burke. I love this story, but for those that haven't heard it, they were playing for the Dodgers 47 years ago in 1977 when they smacked hands during the last game of the season on October 2nd. There is a wonderful photo of it if you want to look it up and see.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's kind of funny, too, because I believe it's Dusty has got his hand like he's ready to just give you a traditional, like really hard high five. and the other player has no idea what's going on, but just puts his hand up.
He's going to get flipped over backwards.
Yeah, and I didn't know what's going on. It's kind of funny to think of what the first high five must have been like. Fans immediately thought it was cool, and the Dodgers embraced it as the quote-unquote official way to celebrate. It's interesting as a side note to think about all the different things that we have gotten from baseball. Remember the Bash Brothers smashing Jose and Mark smashing their forearms together, elbows, whatever. Yeah, the first high five might be coolest ever, but there have been plenty of bad ones since then. You've probably messed a couple up yourself, or some you've seen people do it. A site called HowToBeADad.com has a very thorough explanation of how to high five.
Word.
Oh, and they actually have steps here. Oh, we got to go through this. Here are four steps to make sure you never mess up your high five. Okay. Form your hand. Oh, we got to do this right. Form your hand into a flat surface with your fingers together. Spread them out too much. Spreading them out too much can minimize the satisfying smacking sound. You can also try cupping your hand a little bit for a chance at an even louder clap. I see.
I don't think I keep my fingers together really.
Intentionally. I've never thought one second about it. Recognize or declare a high five is about to happen.
Say high five.
High five. High five. You got to yell it. Otherwise, you're going to mess it up. Okay, I get that. Don't change your mind and go for a fist bump at the last second. Okay? Or, we have seen that too nowadays where somebody's fist bumping and the other person's high fiving. Yeah. I especially like that when that happens to athletes. just because it's such a fun moment and everything. Usually they're scoring a touchdown or hitting a home run, and it's the silliness of it. Stay calm and be ready to move in unison. Don't panic or try to rush it. You're not swatting a bee. It's not a competition. Just be smooth about it. There are some guys that think that a high five doesn't count unless they are using all their force, and that's fine. Just know that person.
Like a running start.
Yeah. There's that too. Yeah. Well, especially in baseball, that would. I even did that in baseball. You're running in from the outfield.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But there's some people that it's just an excuse to like basically they want to punch, but they're just using a high five instead.
You know. Little floor that this has to be in writing.
Oh yeah. It's.
Did you never go to school or interact with other? I don't know. It's very weird.
It is. I mean, honestly, I really, I thought this was done comedically, but now that I'm reading it out loud, I'm like, oh no, serious. This is actually serious. I thought this was going to be funny.
Really? So, should we just take a vote if they should move it to October 2nd?
Yeah.
I think we do it.
I second that motion. Perfect. So yeah, we're good. Right. We're good. We're moving it to October 2nd, everybody. But you can go ahead and practice today. Get your high fives in today. the final one on here is, this is the most important one. Look at their elbow, not their hand. Your brain would automatically know where your hand needs to be, and you'll make better contact. It's especially helpful with running high fives where you've got more moving parts.
I can't say I've ever thought this through that much.
Yeah, I mean,
if you miss, you just laugh.
I feel like they're missing the most important thing about this. Don't overthink it. Like, I feel like that's the biggest thing about it. If you overthink it, of course, it's probably going to get messed up.
Can't you just see? Oh, wait. Sorry. Just wait. My fingers weren't together.
Are you set? Wait a minute. Now I got to get ready. All right. I had it. No, I'm good. Go. I lost it. I'm so sorry.
You're walking too fast.
Oh, you slow down. Slow. It's you are the one that's moving too fast. Just imagine. That's even funnier in like a sports moment if that happened. Like they hit the home run. There's all this energy, excitement. And then you just see the two guys like, okay, all right, just get all right, ready. And let's time this out. I'm three. Okay. One, two. Wait a minute. On your three or on my three? Okay. Go. One, two, go.
Or like at the end of the game when you slap hands, because essentially that's high fives, right?
Yes, yeah.
But like all of a sudden there's like this big pause because two of the people are trying to position themselves correctly, looking at their elbows.
There's a couple of traditions I really do enjoy in sports, and baseball's got a lot of them. One of them is certainly the home run celebration and everything. I'm all about celebrating. We don't celebrate enough in life. I think we need more of it. I really love, though, some Jackson Chourio, the next star for your Milwaukee Brewers. If you don't consider him one yet, he's going to be. Get his jersey now because that kid ain't going anywhere. He had his first home run the other day. And when he goes into the dugout, you're expecting it's his first home run. The kid's like 19. He goes into the dugout, Nobody's talking to him.
Seriously?
No, nobody. Everybody ignores
him. Come
on. Because that's the joke. It's like everybody, you know, usually they'd be celebrating everything.
Well, yeah, that's, just, okay. I mean, I get the joke of it, but.
They celebrated, like, it was like 5 seconds. Yeah. And then they, of course, you know, came you all know, out of it and bombarded them. And
it's
stuff.
A good thing he didn't jump into the dugout. yeah. Expecting to be caught. Yes, and, yeah, I mean,
that
could have been bad.
Wouldn't end well. But that was a fun moment. I love those kind of things. What is your favorite way to celebrate? You high five? You a fist bump? What do you do? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. 715-424-2600. We'll take a time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the show. Morning Show. Here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Good stuff on the way for you in the next hour. We're looking forward to being joined right at the top of the 9 o'clock hour by our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. We're going to talk with Tim from over there, find out who our Pet of the Week is, and get to know our friends over at Wisco Wellness a little bit. We got CJ joining us. Looking forward to that. They are our sponsor this week for our Pet of the Week. We appreciate them very much. We'll talk more about them and their products and what they got going on a little bit later. 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to feature a good one here. Country life, walking in nature can improve your attention span. We'll get into that too. Looking forward to it. But right now, Terry, this restaurant's got a pretty good idea. Most Americans have had a hard time making it through a meal without pulling out their phones, even at the restaurant. But many of us would gladly give that up if we got a discount or, you know, maybe you sweeten our pot a little bit here and everything. There's a new restaurant in Italy, of course, that's trying something cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in.
Okay, so they don't have phone police. You actually have to hand it off.
They put it in a box, and it's even locked with a key, which they give it to you, and they give you the key.
Cute.
The restaurant is in Verona, and it's called El Condominio. There we go. El Condominio. And they said that they wanted to try something new, and they thought this would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with their companions.
That's a great idea.
Giving up your phone is optional, but with a generous perk like a bottle of wine, and this is really nice wine. We're in Italy here, for God's sake. They say the response has been very positive, and most diners are taking them up on the offer.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
And very fun.
I would go there at least once a week, pretty much.
And have you had that? I mean, so at our house, like at dinner time, there I have a no phones at the table rule. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sure they're in their sweatshirt pocket, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, you can't have your phone out while we're eating. But have you ever been like at a restaurant, you know, and we do that, right? Like, you scroll after you gave your food order, then you're on your phone until you get your food.
Yeah.
But have you ever been there and you're trying to, maybe it is a special occasion and you don't have your phones out, but the table next to you is like, you know, they don't have their phone on silent or vibrate. Yeah. Like, it's constantly disruptive. Yes. It's like, ugh. So this could be for other people as much as it is for yourself.
I think that'd be great. I also, just to piggyback on what you were saying, the person who has to talk on the phone or loudly on the phone or have the other person speak to text or anything like that. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear your conversation. Have some respect for the other people around you. Because that gets old real quick.
Yeah.
And there was once where it was a guy who was in an argument with his boss or something like that. And it was all, everything you could think of, and it was at like a Chili's. It was at like a family restaurant and everything. Yeah,
step outside. I'm not saying you might never get an important call, but come on,
step outside. No, you're right, 100%. Step outside or take the call later or something like that. Yeah, I like this idea a lot. What I would like to see is to see other places do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a lot more. I'd like to see some American restaurants do this. And what I'd really think would be very cool is if a chain restaurant did this. You know, if a chain restaurant took it upon themselves, this is one of the things we're going to be known for now. We're gonna offer you a free this or whatever if you let us take your phone.
Okay, in that setting, I just see like this train crash waiting to happen, right? Like you're leaving with the wrong phone, what I mean? Like just because of the sheer volume of people that come in and out of those, I think that might be a little scary.
I that is definitely something that when they said the part about the box and that you get the key, because I feel like that's one of those situations.
It's kind of like, have you seen those like in some really big malls and in other areas where they have those charging stations. So it's like a box, and then you program your own code in it, and then you leave your phone in there to charge. You know, yeah. Then you come back to it. But it, you know, it could be even something like that, or a self-serve kind of locker type system. But I just wonder how many bottles of wine they go through.
Yeah, that's another good question.
And how long will they be willing to maintain that?
Yeah. Especially if it sounds like it's doing well. It sounds like it's popular. That's going to add up quick. This is now, I guess you could make the argument if they're getting more business from this.
Or,
but I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, for all we know, they could be making their own wine, which would cut down on cost. You know, I mean, it could be house wine.
That's
it could be.
We are talking Italy here.
I know. So, or, and also, you don't know what their price point is, right? So, if you're talking $50 a plate for dinner, does one bottle of house wine make a difference? Probably not.
Yeah. Especially the PR you're getting.
Yeah.
I guarantee we probably wouldn't have been talking about them if, you know, they weren't doing something like
that's
this.
Pretty cool.
Is there a perk that would interest you outside of like a bottle of wine or something like that? Appetizers, I think, would do it.
Yeah, I think an appetizer could do it. I'm just thinking, I mean, I think it would have to be something more than like a 10% discount, because I just don't think people are going to grab onto that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, if it's a middle, I'm just guessing that this is a higher end restaurant, and that's, I have nothing to base that on other than they're giving away bottles of wine.
I think you're right.
But you know, if it's like a middle of the road kind of, you know, cafe restaurant, like that kind of thing, what if it was like buy one, get one half off, you know, an entree or something like that? So yeah, I don't know.
I like that idea a lot.
But I'll take the bottle of wine. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, I mean,
not going to complain about that.
They don't have to try too hard with me. Yeah. They already got me with the bottle of wine. That seems like a good idea.
Or like you could
even a drinker. I mean, it's free.
Or even if they just did like a free beverage with your meal, or you know what I mean? Beverage of choice or something like that.
I think giving it more option is a great idea, because for some people, I don't drink, so why would I need this and that? You know, so okay, here's some soda. I don't know, you know, here's
or
some
dessert or something.
Yeah, I like that though. I like the idea of it. What I like too, I think more than anything else, is the attempt.
Yeah.
Trying to do something. It's so easy to whine and complain these days. Everybody does it. You got a billion podcasts and a billion TV shows and radio shows that all do it. But hearing somebody actually trying to do something, like solutions or trying to make something happen, like I admire that.
Well, and you know, I think about this place, and I just envision, you know what I mean? Like a quaint little cafe. What I mean? Like, and so I, you know, it very much could be about people loving their experience, but not, again, loving what's going on at the table next to them. You know, so I mean, if nothing else, I think that's probably the effort of keeping customers, because you might, you can go somewhere and have a fabulous experience, but the other people who might be disrespectful that have nothing to do with the restaurant.
Right.
You know,
right.
But that can be, you know, so if you have that happen twice, like you go there and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to go somewhere else. I think one way that they could get really major points, if that lockbox was a charger.
Oh, there you go.
So like your phone could charge up while you're not paying attention to it and it's locked up.
That's a really good idea. I think most people understand business and understand how difficult it can be for any restaurant to make it. There's such a slim margin of error, and this much, you know, having to spend this much on something, a refrigerator goes out and they have to buy a new refrigerator. That could be the business, you know, things like that. That's tough to make an attempt like this. I think you were right about it being a nicer restaurant. They might be able to swing this a little bit easier, but also it's still, even if they are, like, it's still pretty impressive to make attempt and try. And they're doing all of this not to get you to scan a QR code so that you can get 5% off in your next meal when you order double or whatever. They're doing this for us. They're doing this. Yeah, it's a good PR move. They're going to get some PR from it. Don't get me wrong. But the intent is not to help the restaurant or help their business. It's truly to kind of get us to put our phones down.
You know, okay, so here's another strategy, James.
It's kind of
like,
cool.
They could have all the boxes, and it could be a new dating opportunity for you, right? Like when you come in, it could be like, okay, sir, which box would you like your phone to go in? And then you could just pick, you know what I mean? And then, you can meet whoever's phone is in your same box.
That just ends badly.
That ends totally badly.
It's going to be so bad. That's going to be so bad, that part. But
you could report back. It'd be kind of funny.
It would be funny. No, at least for comedic and content purposes, it would be worth it, yes. Someone polled 2,000 Americans who got married in the past 3 years, and 20% admit that they got cold feet. That's how many thought about calling the whole thing off at the last minute. All those people did ultimately get married and hopefully don't regret it. But there are plenty of good things we do regret about our wedding. And here are some common regrets couples said that they wish they would have done a little bit better for their wedding. Like scheduling. Everything felt too rushed. I could see that. I could see, you want to get crammed so much in, I imagine. I can't lie. I mean, I've never been in this situation. I got married at the courthouse.
I took a lot of crap. I had a wedding binder. Mine was all very carefully planned out. I can't resonate with that one.
The guest list. You invited too many people, or maybe you didn't invite enough people, or something like that. That could be it. The vendors. Like maybe the photographer wasn't very good or something like that. The total cost of everything. Now, that would be a little bit higher on some lists, I think. But I think a lot of people, at least as far as I can tell, for every person that has to have the big fancy wedding, there are plenty of people that, well, we're going to have a really big reception and the wedding's going to be smaller or something like that.
I think you have to leave a little bit of like a contingency, right? Mm. So, you know, you might say at the start, like, okay, I'm going to spend this much on my wedding dress and accessories. I'm going to spend this much on the dinner. We're going to spend this much on this. But then, you know, you're maybe sitting down talking with the wedding planner. Or at the venue where you're going to have it, or the caterer. And then you're like, oh, but yeah, I really would like to have another choice. You know, so I mean, I think you can't, you might have an overall budget, but I think you got to leave a little contingency for each of those items in case you want to make a difference.
Seems like a good way to change something. Yeah. The weather. Maybe that Florida beach wasn't such a great idea during hurricane season. Maybe, you know,
or when you're sweating and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, I keep hearing because I got friends that have weddings coming up this summer and everything, and they're talking about linen and all this. One of them's in Mexico, and he's talking about, oh, I'm going to wear a bunch of linen and stuff. You know, it's going to stick to you just as much as any other.
And it wrinkles terribly.
Does it? Okay, yeah. I've worn a lot of linen, but I don't know if that's the destination wedding thing is also another one of those ones where I hear a lot of people that I hear more people that regret doing that than don't. But I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it or anything. Just I hear a lot of that where, oh, I couldn't have so-and-so there because it was in Mexico or something like that. And the location does come up on here. You just didn't love the venue maybe, or you regret making it a destination wedding. Some of that can come into play for people. But these are all things to think about if you are getting ready to plan that big day.
But 20% had cold feet. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know if that was high or low, to be honest with you. I generally don't.
That seems high. One in five?
That is. I mean, now, when you put it like that,
Now, if you've been dating for a month and you're going to get married, then you probably got more to think through then.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, I guess it depends how long the engagement is. But on average, I would think you have plenty of time. Well, you have as much time to plan as you want to have.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no reason to rush.
So cold feet because of not being ready? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's kind of strange.
It's meant to be. It's going to happen either way. We will get to our news break here at the top of the hour. We'll come back with our pet of the week and our friends from Wisco Wellness right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.